Hello to all friends and fans of the pulp, paper, and bioproducts industries. Welcome to our exciting Spectrum podcast, where today we'll be taking a deep dive into Andritz Occasion, a holistic service offered by Andritz to ensure optimum performance of old container mills, or OCC mills, as they are better known in the industry. I am Mark Rushton, and I will be your host. It may be an old-fashioned statement, but sometimes we have to make the best of what we have. In the case of existing OCC plants, Andritz does exactly that and much, much more. The Occasion program brings existing OCC mills right into the 21st century by customizing and implementing the very latest in production technology and know-how across all processes. So today we are delighted to welcome Andritz experts George Emery, Occasion Process Director, and Al Zampano, Occasion Process Expert. Welcome, gentlemen. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay, so let's dive straight in. Can you tell us about Occasion and what the goal is of the program? And let's go to George first for that one, please.
Okay, Mark, thank you. Occasion is a process-driven program that gives technical support to OCC plants. We help customers solve problems or meet new goals or targets that they have. When we see customers operating at 10, 20, or 30% above their rated capacity and still need more, these aren't really easy targets to meet, but we're trying to help the customers achieve these new goals. Sometimes they're trying to improve yield or downgrade raw materials or improve uptime. And sometimes we go into a plant that just wants to know how they're doing, how do they compare to their peers. We started the program in January of 23, so we've been active just over 2 years now, and we cover U.S. and Canada. There are three other groups in Occasion that cover different parts of the world, so it's a global program. And you know, in the past couple of years, we've engaged with a couple dozen mills. And we find that we maintain an ongoing relationship with many of these mills with process support and trials and upgrades and so forth.
Excellent. So it sounds like a very collaborative approach, George.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it, I think.
Excellent. So, Al, over to you. Who does Occasion actually benefit? Is it any mill that uses OCC?
I think it would be any mill that's using OCC trying to make liner and medium grades. But the biggest advantages come to the ones that are adjusting their strategic plans to address the current business issues. We're looking to try and partner with these folks in developing a roadmap for the mill to stay in the top quartile or move into the top quartile for performance, whether it's cost, yield, optimization of their process and what they're trying to accomplish that keeps them profitable.
Again, collaboration seems to be the key here. You're really listening to what they're saying. Yeah.
Mark, I think the biggest piece is it works best when it's a dialogue and we can engage back and forth to revise and adjust and come together.
Excellent, excellent. And back to George, can you explain how Occasion actually works in practice? Can you just walk us through how it would work for a customer?
Sure. So we start with the audit process. And that means we go into the mills and we discuss with the OCC team, what are their needs? What are they trying to achieve? What problems are they trying to solve? And they hopefully tell us, how we can help them. This is probably the most important part of the audit process, is getting the customer's needs sort of figured out and defined. Most of the time when we get started, we go through the flow sequence and get enough information on equipment models and process parameters that we can develop an as-running material balance. So we know what are they doing today, and then from there, we'll develop a new material balance that incorporates the new goals. And We do that by, you know, sampling in the mill. We do consistency testing, usually in the customer's lab. And then we do some more specialized tests in our labs around the world, actually. And this allows us to incorporate, you know, their results into our models and show them, you know, what will happen if they change this or change some things. And that really rolls into an upgrade plan. Here are some options. Here's how you could improve or achieve the new goals. And I think that this also, you know, becomes part of the implementation process where we install the upgrades or help them achieve, the final process.
Excellent. So it's a real listen, show and tell type of collaboration that you have going on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of back and forth, and I don't think that one audit is exactly like the next one. They're different because the customers are different.
Excellent. Thank you for that. So turning back to Al, can you please give us some case examples? What happened and what did you do to improve the process, and talk about some real examples and what were the results?
Sure, Mark. You know, the one that leaps in front of mind here is a customer came to us and their production line was bottlenecked at about 1,050 tons a day. And they're trying to get a few more tons out the end of the line, try to get to 1,100 because the machine could, you know, the machine could handle it. So they, on top of the capacity increase, they also wanted to solve, they had a chronic problem where they would plug the late stages of the fine screening system. And so, you know, when they push the capacity, that's kind of how you find the bottleneck, right? When you push the capacity, something can't handle it. And so, you know, we come in, we start with the material balance. Well, we start with the interview and finding all this out. And we moved to the material balance and we started to identify some things where, okay, when you hit here, this problem shows itself. So did a full system material balance, incorporated the new targets, and we found the pinch point pretty quick and made some recommendations to upgrade the areas where they couldn't handle the additional capacity. Wasn't a major project where, you know, we had to have them operate a couple of the secondary core screens instead of just one. We had them put a few more forward cleaners on and replace the lower cones that were all worn out in the cleaner system with new cones, put a larger tertiary fine screen in the third stage of the fine screening system so that that wasn't being overloaded. And the cost of the whole project was about $500,000 US, and, you know, at an extra 50 tons a day, that's a 17,500 tons a year. And they estimate that's about $3.5 million in incremental margin for the mill. So, you know, they're getting 7 to 1 back on their capital investment there. So
excellent. So really good ROI there.
That was a good one for us, yes. And them.
Yeah. Fantastic. So George, can you tell us about any case studies?
Sure. Hot topic is always yield in an OCC plant, and this particular case, they asked us to, you know, sort of figure out how can we improve the yield without really pointing us toward any particular process step. So we went in and started identifying where were the losses, where were they coming from, and the usual sources: pulping, core screening, forward cleaning, and fine screening were the ones that really get focused on. We decided to go after the fine screening losses. There were about 14 tons a day being rejected at this point, 14 bone dry tons on full production of 900 tons. So quite a big number. And we implemented a dilution rotor approach on the tertiary quaternary fine screens. And we were able to get the losses from 14 down to about 6 tons. And annual fiber savings of a couple thousand tons, worth a little more than $300,000 to the mill. So it was really a nice effort. We then, you know, after we we're able to save those 6 tons, they asked us, you know, what else can we do? Where can we improve further? So we're looking at right now a project around the Ford cleaning that is capable of saving about 9 tons a day. And we're doing some stickies testing at the mill, because sometimes saving fiber causes unwanted side effects. And so that we're trying to make sure that we don't save fiber, but create a different problem. And that testing will really give the mill an understanding of what the overall impact is.
Okay, excellent. I mean, that's some seriously significant savings that you have there. It's really impressive. It must be a nice job you have to go away and then return, and the mill is, you know, saving so much more in waste and everything else. So it's fantastic for the environment as well. So any other comments there?
Well, you know, I think that these mills are oftentimes the ones that are quite mature and fully optimized, and people have tried over the years to improve yields and so forth. So it's not the low-hanging fruit. These are oftentimes very difficult to get, and we pride ourselves on being able to, you know, really drill down and figure it out.
Great stuff. Excellent. Great. Okay, so once you identify an occasion opportunity, how long does the team take to work with that mill? Is it a few weeks? Is it months? Is it years? How long does the process take?
You know, Mark, I think the amount of time we spend is dependent on the scope of the solution. In some cases, it can be as, you know, 2 to 3 months. But there are a lot of mills that we've been working with for 6 months plus, and even a few locations where we've been active for, you know, since the program started a few years back. You know, when executed properly, it really forms a foundation for a solid partnership.
I can imagine. And then the trust develops, and then, of course, you move on to new things and other things within the mill. Fantastic. Excellent. Thank you. So back to you, George. Can you tell us why a special group was formed for this program?
Sure. I think that our product groups in the stock prep area have a lot of very talented people and experts in their product areas. Where we saw the need and occasion was to sort of, you know, incorporate all of those product areas into a group and cooperate and support those product areas. So we felt that getting an occasion group would do that. And then we could collaborate, of course, with the product groups as well. And I think that broad experience gives us the ability to focus on the full system and help improve the OCC plants.
Excellent. It sounds like a really excellent program, really good program. So a question for both of you here, as you've both been immersed quite deeply in it. If you had to pick one thing about occasion that you really think makes the program work well, what would that be?
Maybe I'll take first swing at this one, Mark.
Yeah.
One of the biggest advantages that I see is it's real-time access to process expertise that spans, you know, from basically the in-feed conveyor to the all the way through to the machine. And, you know, there's a lot of changes happening right now in everybody's market with this whole situation going on out there. So, you know, shifting markets, project that made sense, 6 months ago, you know, now the cost is looking a little bit different. And so, you know, we're kind of tying that together and, you know, bringing in things from the other side of the Andrews group, like digital transformation. You know, we've got our Metris group, Pulpi. You know, we're trying to take some of these mills and really give them cutting edge technology so they can stay competitive and relevant.
Excellent. George, for you, what stands out?
Well, I think that, working hand in hand with the customers to help them solve problems, it's very rewarding. It creates strong relationships and really partnerships, I think. And that's very positive. But I also say that this is really a second item, that because we're a global group and we collaborate regularly, we're able to get ideas from different parts of the world and introduce those to our customers as well. So it's kind of a good way to funnel new ideas into the market.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Occasion sounds like an excellent, excellent program. So thank you very much for your deep dive discussion there.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Mark.
We appreciate it.
So clearly, there is a huge amount of performance improvements that can be made to existing OCC processing plants with the Occasion program, and major significant savings can be made. Utilizing Andret's knowledge across the board, as well as applying and installing the latest in technology, existing OCC lines can be brought firmly back into the 21st century. If you are interested in learning any more about the Occasion program, you can find out more information in the show notes of this podcast. And thank you to all our valued listeners, and goodbye.